Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It is good to be back. Last week took a little spring break. We closed on our house, started getting some things done over there, flew back for Darian's graduation, celebrated him the whole weekend, had family in town, and just had a really good time kind of commemorating and finishing out this chapter. I can't believe he's now graduated. All he has left is boards. And I think it'd be really fun to kind of have a recap when he's completely finished with everything and just get an update. Yeah, I'm just on cloud nine with everything that is happening now. And I love our new home in Florida. It's going to just be so fun. And I can even do a moving recap later. But you guys, I have to finish the spring series. So we're going to finish out the spring into fill in the blank. And today's is spring into habits. I am very excited to chat about this one. I feel like a lot of new habits are going to come from this change in our life and routine and with moving and everything. So I kind of have some like ideas of habits that I want to have. And then I also wanted to dive into habit theory. I don't know if any of you have read Atomic Habits by James Clear. It is an amazing read. So I wanted to dive into kind of the science and that kind of backed information when it comes to habits and deep dive into that. If you're somebody who has really been wanting to form new habits or change your behavior, change your lifestyle, and you're struggling a little bit, this book will definitely help you. And also just pulling out some snippets from this and a couple other things that have been researched and just give habits a huge deep dive as we're springing into this new season. We're going to be outside a little bit more. And I'm very excited to share all of this with you guys. So the fun and gains of the week is obviously Darian graduating. Honestly, it was so fun to be able to have so much family around celebrating him. I know that made him feel really special. And I printed off a ton of photos from the past 3 years that we've lived here, just kind of celebrating all of the memories we've been able to make and like the end of this chapter and era. It was so rewarding celebrating him and just seeing everything that he's been able to accomplish. I'm really proud of him. And to anybody else who is graduating soon, congratulations. It is such an exciting time. Springing into our habits, I wanted to start with a stat. So research has said that up to 43% of our daily actions are habits. 43% of daily actions are habits. That is huge. And that shows that shifting your habits will have a huge impact on you. If you are somebody who wants to make these changes, switch things up, live a better life, whatever those are that you want, changing your habits is going to do that for you and have such a big impact. So I'm going to break down habit theory just a little bit and then talk about some habits I want to have and just encompass everything. And I want you guys to also write anything down that you like from this episode. Get the book off Amazon or your Kindle or Audible, however you want. And I can't recommend this enough. Again, it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. So in his book, he breaks down habit formation into four stages. And all habitual behaviors start and end in the same way. And this creates a loop. So picture a big loop, right? Like where you have the word and then the arrow pointing to it. It's a circling loop. After cycling through the stages a lot of times, so when we keep going through that same habitual loop, we can then complete an action without even thinking about it. And I feel like that is when it's an official habit, right? How many things do you do throughout a day that you just kind of do off the cuff, like without even thinking? You know, you wake up, you brush your teeth. That's a habit. You know, it doesn't take much for you to realize that you brush your teeth in the morning, but that's something that you do. That's a habit that, I mean, hopefully you have. Or for example, as soon as you get in the car, you put your seatbelt on. I mean, that is a habit. You do that without even thinking. You put your seatbelt on. Maybe you shuffle your favorite playlist and then you start driving. Those are habits that we do every day that just are mundane and we don't even think about it because we are in that same loop of, okay, this is a habit. These are things that we do every day. It's like a routine and it's second nature to us. It is so much easier to live a healthy lifestyle when your habits are in that cycle of second nature. For example, you have a time that you go to the gym every single day. It is so much easier to stay in that habit and to repeat that process because you're doing it at the same point in time every day. You wake up at 5, you go to the gym, you come home, you eat your breakfast, you go to work. When you continuously do that in a set period of time, it becomes that routine, that loop, and that habit where it is second nature. You wake up, you go to the gym, or you, as soon as you get off work, you're going to the gym, or, you know, whatever habit. I'm using the gym as that because, again, Fun and Gains podcasts, we're all about health and fitness, but this, fill in that habit for anything that you want that habit to be. You want to read 5 minutes before bed, pick up your book and start doing that, and eventually it'll become second nature. It becomes so much easier as you continue this process to have it be second nature and have it be a little bit more automatic. It does take a lot of brain power up front. You know, you're investing a lot of that up front to maintain that habit, to keep that habit, and to do it. But once it is set in that habit and you've got that cycle going, it is so much easier to maintain. And that is like the biggest question always when it comes to like, oh, how do I get results? How do you keep results? It's because it is now a habit. It is part of my behavior and it is like automatic, the things that I do. So it takes work up front, but once that is going, it is so much easier to maintain. Let's break down habit theory even more from the book to kind of understand the concept between what is this loop? What is this cycle that I'm even talking about? Again, referring this from the Atomic Habits book. Okay, so in his book, he says that there are 4 stages for habit formation, and those 4 stages are 1, cue, craving, response, and reward. I'm going to break each of those down just a little bit more to give you insight of what that even means. The first one, cue, is the stimulus that sets off your habitual behavior. So cues can be anything from emotional, psychological, environmental. This could be like time-based. Examples of this to break down further given are like a phone notification. As soon as you get a phone notification, you know, you go and you check it and then maybe you get distracted by other things, but that's a habit. You get a notification, you answer it right away. Another cue could be the end of a workday. What do you do at the end of the workday? Are you hopping in your car? Are you going to the gym? Are you hopping in your car, going to pick up food on the way home? What is that behavior? When you're hungry, right? You have that hunger cue. What then happens? What does that then trigger for behavior? Getting ready for bed. What habits does that cue trigger? Stress, etc. There's a ton. And when we encounter these cues in a specific context, our brains are what start to initiate that firing pattern that then results in the habit cycle. For example, we're taking it back to hunger. We have a hunger cue. What are we going to do? We're going to head into the kitchen. We're going to satisfy that craving that we're having. We're going to grab a bowl of cereal, have an apple, whatever that habit is for us. You can call for takeout. And what's important is that you can use these cues to encourage or weaken your behaviors. The next step in habit formation is craving. So all of our habits have developed in a way to meet a psychological or physical need. For example, some people will snack to relieve boredom, right? That's a craving. You're bored. Okay, you're going to snack. That's what you're using to fill that feeling. Or if you're feeling lonely, you know, you'll scroll on social media. Scrolling helps you feel less lonely. You're satisfying that craving. Something that I loved while looking into habit theory a little bit more and even through the book is he says you don't eliminate a bad habit, you replace it with a healthier one. And I have always loved this mindset, and I even use this mindset when it comes to nutrition, is instead of taking away, right, instead of focusing on all the foods that you need to take out of your diet or your nutrition, think about what you're going to be adding in. What are you going to be replacing? What are you going to put more in to what you're eating? Are you wanting to have more fruits and vegetables? Focus on adding those fruits, vegetables, and proteins into what you're eating every day instead of taking out other things. Because naturally, if you're getting more full and focusing on the positive of adding in more fruits and vegetables throughout your day, that's going to fill you up and take less naturally away from other things that you might possibly want to eliminate, but your focus is more of a positive take and something that is, you know, going to help encourage you instead of making you feel guilty. Just that focus shift I love. And I love that he also states that with, you don't eliminate a bad habit, you replace it with a healthier one. You still need to be taking that action and changing that behavior. And the way you do that is by replacing it with something else. For example, you say you want to eat healthier. You want to have more fruits and vegetables in what you eat. Your existing behavior, your existing habit is at work in the break room, it's pretty typical to have like the mini chocolates, the mini candies, and chips. Like that is just what's provided in the break room. So part of your habit is, hey, that's what I'm going to eat. That's what's part of that. So instead of giving up those, like in your mindset, think of, okay, I want to eat more fruits and vegetables. Let me add that in. Let me replace that, because it's not possible to form a habit on not doing something. To break that existing habit, it requires a different and altogether more effort in strategies to make up these new habits. So instead, what you're going to do is bring an apple or bring a banana. There you go. You're having your fruits. Or grab a bag of carrots, like the mini snack pots of fruits and vegetables, that instead of going for the chips and candy, which, okay, is always okay in moderation. I'm never demonizing any types of food groups. But if that is your goal, you want to eat more fruits and vegetables, having a specific action of, okay, instead of snacking on what is available in the break room, you are going to have an apple or a banana, or maybe those are even available and you go for those instead. That way you still have that same habit of, okay, during snacks, this is what I have, but you're changing what you're eating during that. And that is going to take a lot more effort in the beginning, but pretty soon it'll become second nature as you continue that cycle, because you've probably had a hunger cue or a boredom cue or a stress cue. And maybe the way that you handle with that cue, that trigger and the craving, the first two that I've talked about, in order to satisfy that craving and that cue that came up, we're changing the behavior that you're filling in there. So instead of, okay, I'm bored, I'm stressed, I normally go for the chocolate and the bag of chips that are in the break room at my work, I'm going to have an apple and banana to help fill that habit that I want to have. And you're still in that cycle of satisfying whatever that cue and craving is. Because after cycling through as many stages and as many times as we're completing that action without thinking about it, and we get to that phase, if on the other hand, we disrupt any of the stages and disrupt that pattern, that loop, the habit is going to be less likely to stick. So that could be a really good example of having that change while trying to like still have the habit. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. The third one is response. So the habitual action itself appears in the third stage. This is where the actual habit is. And habits are considered the response to the cravings, right? So you have a cue, which is like a trigger. Then you have the craving of the reason behind it. And the habit, so the response, is to that craving. So if we're craving entertainment, our habit, our response may be to turn on the TV or to look through your phone and scroll through social media. We don't always have to engage in habits just because we do them. A lot of times we are motivated to complete actions because that helps fulfill our cravings. And sometimes that can actually make us feel worse in the long term, right? Like overeating, procrastinating, me totally. So when I get stressed, you know, my habit, my response could be procrastinating. Definitely have worked so amazingly on that and don't struggle as much, which I'm really proud of. I know I've talked about that before, but that is an example. And when most people are trying to change their habits, they focus on changing their response. So then that actual action, this is what the action is in this response level of the habit loop. And one thing that I found really interesting that I feel like is a reason why a lot of like trying to set new habits fails is because one, there is that kind of break in the stages, right? So a break in the stage would be not satisfying that craving. So not taking the action, not having the response. A lot of people will say, oh, I just don't want to eat any more fast food. And for some people that might work. You might have the sheer will and just complete brute strength to be able to cold turkey something. But because a lot of this is based on behavior, we need to select a new behavior rather than just give up an existing one. So kind of playing back on that. And the reason for that is we can't leave these needs unmet. If you have a craving, if you're going through the psychological phase, right, you have a trigger, you have a craving, you need something to like fit that in. And craving, this isn't just like talking about food. It's how he explains it. The craving could be boredom, right? Basically, a need needs to be filled. And we have to fill that or else there's going to be disruption and the habits are not going to stick. So there always needs to have some kind of need met. And the way that we can do that through the response, through making that habit, that's where the change is going to come in. And then we come to reward. The reward is fulfilling the craving. So when we reach this last stage of habit formation, this is where the craving is met, the motivation behind our behavior goes away. But whenever we run into a cue again or a trigger, that's going to then start the process all over again. And this whole cycle again is known as the habit loop. Simply, it is put as trigger, there's a behavior, and then there's a reward. Every time our brain goes through this loop, the neurons associated with the habit strengthen and deepen their connection. This is why our old habits can be performed without much or any conscious thinking, but the newer habits require, again, a lot more effort in the beginning. As I was looking into this more, I found a really good example that I'm going to read. It's from Wood W. Neal DT, and they take a new look at habits and the habit goal interface. So I'm going to read this from the research. To keep going during the learning phase is crucial. The idea of repeating a single specific action, for example, eating a banana, in a consistent context with cereal at breakfast, is very different from typical advice given to people trying to take up new healthy behaviors, which often emphasizes variation in behaviors and settings to maintain interest. If you didn't get any of that, this is basically saying that the idea of repeating a specific action, a very specific habit that you want to have, again, going back to the fruits and vegetables and the example that this person gave, eating a banana in a very consistent context with cereal at breakfast can really help solidify that automation of the habit. So that is a very specific time and place and thing that you're doing. And that can be put in after work. You have your pre-workout snack and you drive to the gym at every time, 4:30 or 5 o'clock. That is an automation that helps solidify a habit quickly because of it being a single specific action. On the flip side, they say, okay, a variation of these behaviors can help maintain interest, but it does make it difficult with having it be automatic. And what that means is, okay, it can be great. You want to try new fruits and vegetables. Well, one morning you're having strawberries with your breakfast, and then the next you're having grapes, and then the next you're having apples, and then you're doing banana, or you're having fruit at different times during the day. That can be great because that variation can help kind of push back on boredom. But this does take more effort because you have to cognitively think of every time you want to have a piece of fruit, and is harder to have maintenance in maintaining this new habit because it's not automated. It's not something that you do every single day. It's not as part of that routine. And once I read this, I was like, wow, that actually makes so much sense. When I am specific on having a time, a place, or whatever I want that action to be, one, it is so much easier to maintain because it is routine. It is part of what I do. When I'm able to say, okay, at 4:30, I'm going to the gym every single day, that is an automated thing. I don't have to think about the gym outside of that time. I don't have to wonder, oh, it's 11:30. Should I go to the gym right now? No, I know I'm going to the gym at 4:30. When I have a workout planned, I know what I'm doing. That is part of the routine. I know what I'm wearing. I go to the gym, I have my workout, and that frees up my mind for other things. The same thing goes for breakfast. When I have a routine of what I eat for breakfast, it takes the guessing out of what I'm eating. It not only saves me time, but it helps enforce the habits of what I want. Oh, I want to have a smoothie every morning. Let me get all the ingredients out and let me make it. That's going to help get me my fruits, my vegetables, a little bit of protein with yogurt. That's a great habit. And I just do it. And as time goes on, it's automatic. That's then where my actions are. And throughout my life, those habits and those actions, that actually creates my life because it's what I'm doing every day. It's what I'm filling my life with. And back to the first stat, up to 43% of our daily actions are habits. So focusing on shifting those habits to be better are going to have such a great impact on us. And if you're somebody who has been struggling with trying to form new habits, try to think about this process. Maybe give this book a read or look a little bit more into habit theory of the cue, the craving, the response, and the reward. Basically, you're going to have a trigger, you're going to have an action, so the behavior, and then a reward. And that is the loop that our mind goes through each time. If there's a habit that you want to fix or a habit that you want to break, think about what you can replace it with. Think about what you can add in and start taking those actions and those steps. And pretty soon as you keep doing that, it's going to become a habit. It's going to become a new behavior. And make sure you don't leave it just hanging. Fill it in with something. So now I'm going to talk about the habits I want to spring into and some of them. With all of the changes going on of moving, having a new house, a new routine, I know it's going to take a little bit of time for me to settle into this, but it's also such a great time to start new habits and new routines since I'm going to be in a new place. It's going to be fun. And again, you don't have to be moving or into a new place to want to rechange your habits or restructure things. You can do that at any time. But for me, one of the main things is to have solid workout times. After reading this again and thinking about habit theory, I have been kind of all over the place with my workouts. And I feel like that has just kind of been a reflection on my life because everything's a little bit out of whack with how insane and demanding Darian's schedule has needed to be. Mine is a reflection on that with trying to hold the fort down and figure out all things of the moving and the house. And I've just been handling everything. And I can't wait for Darian to be able to be fully done with boards and us to be able to kind of rework and restructure how things are going to be going in our house and everything. So that's going to be a huge relief off of my plate. And with that, I'm going to be able to really set some great workout times and have a great routine and schedule it so it's on repeat. And every day at the same time, I can go to the gym. I crave that and I want that and I love that. So I cannot wait to solidify that. I know it's going to take me some time to settle in before I can fully set a time, but that is something that I really want. I feel the best when I am in a routine. I feel so confident in myself. I stick to what I say and what I want to do better. I feel so much stronger mentally and physically when I'm in a good training routine, when I'm taking care of myself and giving myself that time and that release. So I'm very excited for that. The next habit is grocery shopping and meal prepping. Our kitchen is definitely a lot bigger in the new house and we have like a full-sized fridge. Our fridge right now is really small and it's hard to fit really anything in it at times. So I'm really looking forward to being able to have like my fruits and vegetables washed and prepped in the fridge and be able to have any meal prep that I want. So that is going to be really fun and exciting. We also have like a small pantry. So honestly, I'm freaking stoked for this new kitchen and excited to get into the habit and the routine of being able to cook regularly again, because with traveling so much and in Florida, you know, I couldn't always cook every meal and here, you know, in boxes and everything. So really looking forward to reinstating that habit and also just living in Florida, having a lot of the fresh fruit available. Something specific that I want to do that I loved to do when we lived in California is to freshly like juice our own oranges. We have a juicer and Florida, land of the oranges. I am so excited to always do, like I'm trying to like pinpoint this for the weekends, having freshly squeezed orange juice on like Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I would love that as a habit. And I think that that would be such a fun core memory for like me and Vinny to always juice our own orange juice and like make a fun breakfast on the weekend. So that is a habit I want to do for Saturday and Sunday or just one of the weekend mornings. And the last specific habit that I really want to do is having mornings on my porch. I'm very grateful that we have a porch in this new house. It is so cute and so cheery and there's just so much light and excitement around this new house. And I love the landscaping that the previous owners had done. It makes me feel so homey and cozy. And I want to have the sun on my face every morning. Something else that I love about this new house, if you don't follow me on Instagram, is there are so many rainbows in this house. In every single bathroom, every single morning, there are so many rainbows. That makes me so happy, you guys. Like, that just speaks to my soul. I'm like, wow. Every morning I get to see the rainbows on the floor, on like the walls, and it instantly makes me so much happier. And again, having like a yard and a house, being able to like go on the porch or go in the yard and just feel the sun on my face is going to be such a change for me in the morning and just start my mornings out so, so well. So I'm excited for that habit as well. And I am definitely going to give you guys an update when I'm getting into my new workout routine, like what I'm going to be doing and everything, because everything's just kind of up in the air. Like, I am trying my best. I'm making it work with what I've got, but I am so pumped and excited for the ability to get into a new routine and get settled. And I'm so excited. So that is going to complete today's podcast episode for you. I definitely want you to sit and think about, what are some habits that you want to start for yourself? Or what are some habits that you kind of want to stop and or replace, like fill in with better habits? And think about when you do have those triggers, like when you are hungry, what kind of actions are you going to take? Or when you are bored, what kind of actions are you going to take to fill that, maybe to make a better habit to become the type of person that you personally want to be? Again, there's never any guilt or pressure. This is always just an open invitation where if you want to get better, you are able to do that. And I encourage you and push you to always try to be your best self and create that life you want to live. You will be your happiest version of yourself when you do that and be true to yourself and listen to that intuition. So thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. This concludes the spring series, and we'll have to get Darian on for a recap of everything when he's done. Get some special Florida guests on the podcast once I moved in and can get my office set up. Maybe I'll even film it for you guys to watch too. So a lot of good things are coming. I hope you guys have an amazing day, an amazing week, and I'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye. I love you. Fun and Gains family. Bye. Make sure to comment.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.